Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One, AM 1080, KYMN. Jimmy LaRue with you on a Saturday morning. Kind of an overcast Saturday morning, a little gloom and doom for the next couple of days. Anyhow, mostly cloudy skies today, a high of only around 46 tonight, mostly clear, cooling off to 29 for tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, but only warming up to about 59 tomorrow. And then for Sunday night, clearing clouds with a low of around 37. And then for Monday, a 40% chance of some showers, mostly in the afternoon with a high of 65. But those southerly winds will increase 10 to 15 or 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusts as high as 30 on Monday afternoon and into Monday night. We've got plenty of overcast skies here this morning. We're currently at approximately 33 degrees here this morning. And I want to tell you just a little bit, real quick, we got a free heart screen going on today. It's for all young adults from the age of 14 to 24 years old. The screen includes family health history questionnaire, takes your height and weight, blood pressure, EKG, echocardiogram, physician consultation. Participants and parents also learn hands-on CPR and AED awareness. That's going on this afternoon from 9 to 5, all day today, from 9 to 5. And Evan Lowe, of course, with KYMN and the track team, is kind of helping putting that all on. So hopefully we'll get a little update from Evan this morning as well. But we want to kick our program off this morning with head coach of the tennis team, and that's Eric Swenson. So, Eric, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing all right. You just recently became the head coach, and we had you on the program before the season started. So are you still glad you took the head coaching position?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah?
We're doing well.
You guys are 3-1, right?
Actually, 4-1.
4-1.
We just beat Austin on Thursday night. We had a couple of reschedules this week. We were supposed to play at Winona on Tuesday. That got rained out. And then last night we were supposed to play Mayo, and that was a reschedule, and that had to be rescheduled again because of cold and wind. So, the coach contacted me and asked if we could reschedule because the temperature with the wind chill is supposed to be 33. So that's just too many white knuckles to try to play tennis in.
Sure. Yeah. So today is the wind isn't so bad today, but next week is supposed to be bad as well. So do you guys then try to take it indoors or anything like that when that happens like that?
If we have the possibility, indoors would be nice. Rochester has a couple of indoor facilities. I know Owatonna does. But typically we just have to reschedule and hope for good weather.
Right. You can't play in the dome.
No, there's no way you could in the dome. It's kind of an astroturf, and you need a hard surface to play tennis. So
got it.
They'd have to bring in like special flooring to do that. And
what about London? What about England? Wimbledon is like grass, isn't it?
Hey, Paris has clay. We could play at the French Open, or you never know.
So you're 4-1. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
When you came into the season, did you have any? I mean, you've been around some of these kids for a while, right? So you kind of know who they are.
Yep. I coached them 5 years ago when I did middle school. So I know a lot of their names and faces. Haven't seen them play, obviously, for 5 years, but I can tell a lot of these guys have been working hard in those last 5 years, especially in the last year. My seniors, they have been working so hard in the off season. I feel fortunate. I'm very lucky to have inherited a team like this, because these guys are so dedicated and responsible and committed to improving their game, and it shows. I mean, they've been down. They know the head coach. They know the pro down at West Hills, Matt Hokanson. They've been playing with him for the last, I don't know, several months over the winter, and they play with the other Owatonna guys, and they get to know each other as friends. And but they've been working on their game a lot, and you can tell their game really has improved. Last year we were 3-7 overall in the conference, only 3 match wins out of 10, and this year we already have 4 wins under our belt, and it's basically the same team. We didn't lose any seniors last year, so I mean that alone tells you how hard they've been working in the off season.
So anybody standing out that maybe you didn't see coming at all, or
I wouldn't say I didn't see it coming, but I know that our doubles teams, our 1, 2, and 3 doubles are rock solid. They are just amazing. Every time they play, they dominate the court. Austin, for example, first doubles 6-1, 6-3, second doubles 6-1, 6-0, third doubles 6-0, 6-1. I mean, they're just not running into enough competition to lose their doubles matches. The thing that was really exciting was last weekend we had a triangular at Faribault. We played Faribault first. We did pretty well against them. That was a 5-2 win. And then our toughest opponent yet of the season was Northfield Century. Rochester Century. I didn't know what was going to happen. I assumed they were going to beat us, and I was hoping to get maybe 2 or 3 match wins if we were lucky. We ended up winning that one 5-2. All three of our doubles teams won again, and 2 of our 4 singles guys won. And one of them was actually a little bit of drama on the court. There was it went to 3 sets, and there was the Century guy just forfeited the match, which doesn't happen very often. I was kind of surprised, but
I'm out.
Well, I mean,
did you get an injury maybe or
no? No. What happened is, I won't mention any names, but our guy lost the first set 0-6.
Oh.
Right? The guy was, in my opinion, a superior player as far as skills and consistency and power. But the second set, the guy was starting to get upset with his unforced errors, and it was showing. He was kind of having some outbursts and looking frustrated. So my advice to my third singles guy was just play your game, keep hitting the ball back, be a backboard, keep the ball in play, let him make the mistake, and let him make the errors. And that's exactly what happened. He won the second set 6-1, and the third set was actually 3-1, and the guy just got so frustrated that he quit.
Interesting.
He said, I forfeit.
I'm done.
Done.
I'm having a bad game. I'm having a bad day. Yeah. I gotta go home.
That happens in tennis, you know? I mean, tennis is such a mental game, you know? You really have to be on your game physically and mentally to win these matches. You know, I mean, you can be a superior player and lose the match because right. You lose confidence when you start hitting lots of errors. I mean, the same thing happens to me when I play, you know? I get frustrated with myself, and I think I can't hit the ball very well, and then I start easing up and playing more conservatively, and you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah,
it happens.
So I suppose you can't. Well, if you don't overcome it, then yeah, it's the problem, because then you're gonna maybe try even harder, and then that's just you're just forcing more errors.
Yeah, there was a lot of wind that day too, so the wind was a factor. Definitely, it was pushing the ball all over the court. So I mean, if you were playing with the wind and you were hitting a normal shot, it was generally going long, because the wind was helping to push it out.
Right.
And if you're hitting against the wind, you had to hit it so much harder just to, you know, hit a normal shot or keep it in play. Otherwise, you're hitting kind of a loose shot or a wimpy shot that would be easier to take advantage of or put away.
Right.
So,
but fortunately, you get to switch sides exactly. every other game.
Every so two games, you switch on the odd.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you lost one, though. So which one was that one about? Was that the first one of the season, or
that was John Marshall? That was at home. We had a couple of guys gone that match. There was a knowledge bowl going on, and so one of our varsity starters had to be at that. So our singles guys had to shift up one position and play tougher matchups. So we pulled a guy from our JV squad to play 4 singles. And so what that did is it caused each of our singles guys to play tougher matches. And I think maybe what could have happened, I mean, who knows what could have happened, but our 4 singles guy, I kind of think of our 4th singles guy as kind of our secret weapon.
Yeah.
If our 3 doubles matches can dominate the match and win their matches, our 4th singles guy typically has the least amount of resistance as far as the matchups go, and he's a solid player. So if he can win his match, we can get our four matches. So we weren't able to do that in that match because he had to play third singles.
So he moved him up a little bit.
So we kind of lost our secret weapon, so to speak.
But then you brought somebody else up to fill that fourth position.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're probably not at the same level.
Not quite. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's again Rochester. So they probably also practicing indoors a lot. So they probably have an edge there, I guess you could say. But but you were playing. Were you playing down in their facility or outside?
We were outside. We were here at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that the first game?
Yes, I believe that was our first home matchup.
Okay.
That was our home opener.
But have you seen them again? Will you see them again?
I don't believe so. We don't play every team twice. We just play every team in our conference once. And we either play them at home or away. And as far as I understand, they take turns as far as, which every season, what the location is. So, for example, we're supposed to play in Winona this year, which is a 2-hour drive. Well, next year they're going to have to come to us so that we're not always driving 2 hours every year.
Sure. So what do you got going on today? Anything?
Actually, after this, I'm going to head over to Cub Foods. We got a bunch of our guys bagging groceries to do a fundraiser for the team. And they're going to be bagging groceries at Cub from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm going to join them over there with the other assistant coaches, and we're going to bag some groceries and raise some money for the team.
So how do you if you go out shopping today and you go there, then the young people are going to be out there bagging. But I mean, is there somebody collecting money, or how does that work? Do they donate parts of all the sales?
Yeah, there's a tip jar, I believe. So there's a table set up after you bag your groceries, kind of by the wall, and there's going to be a couple of moms there, a couple of coaches, and some players. And they'll walk up to shoppers and ask if they can help bag their groceries. And if the shoppers say yes, then they'll help put the groceries in the bags, and then they can give them a tip that they can put in the tip jar.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So do they do this annually, or is this a new thing?
I believe it's done annually.
Okay.
Yeah. The parents usually set this up, and the captains.
So that's from 10, so it just started.
Yep.
So they're out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do a good thing for the tennis team and help raise some funds for the team, head on out to Cub Foods here this morning between 10 and 2 o'clock today, and bring some change with you. It'd be kind of fun to help promote the tennis team as well. So the money, does that go towards tournament play? Does that go towards uniforms? What does that kind of help?
No, typically that kind of thing will go towards, we can use it for buying snacks or refreshments for the team. When we play away games, we need to buy snacks and drinks like Gatorade, fruit, snack bars to go on the bus so that we're nourished before and after the meet.
Right. So. Okay, so then it helps with some of that as well. So otherwise that just comes out of people's pockets, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, we have a budget. It's given to us by the school. I mean, the activities department there's two different budgets that we can use for buying equipment and, uniforms and things like that. I mean, we also use the Booster Club. We can apply for grant money and use some of that money to pay for uniforms and such, too.
Okay, very nice. So what's your expectation going ahead? Now, how many more matches do you have? In the school years, I mean, we're already almost in May. Unbelievable. We're already here in May. So.
Well, we got a couple of makeup matches to play. So there's typically about 10, 11 matches in a season, and we are probably halfway through now. We're done with 5 matches. So we would have been done with 7 matches by the end of this week were it not for the reschedules, but we'll have about 10 matches done. We play Mankato next week, East and West. One's at home, one's away. Those are going to be tough matchups too. But like I said, my expectation, and I talked to the captains about this, I'm expecting us to do pretty well on our doubles side. I think we'll win our doubles matches, and then we'll use our four singles as our secret weapon to get that fourth match under our belt. a lot of teams, my captains are saying their strategy is they'll take their best players, their top four players, and they'll play them 1, 2, 3, 4 singles. And if they can win with their best players, those four singles matches, they got the match wrapped up.
Right.
And who cares about the doubles?
Right.
But, I mean, you can look at it a couple of different ways. You know, you can look at it from different perspectives. We do have some solid guys playing singles, but we also have really good guys playing doubles. So if we can win all our doubles matches, we just have to win one of the singles matches.
Right, right. Are your top, is that how you kind of line yours up, 1, 2, 3, 4? Or do you move 3 and 1 around and 2 and 3 and
no.
just like move them around a little bit?
You can't do that.
No?
You're not allowed to do that for Minnesota State High School League rules. I mean, if that were the case, when we were playing John Marshall, we could have taken our number one singles guy and had him play
number four
singles instead.
Right.
Because that would have given us our fourth win, but that's cheating. You can't do that. You have to play the same, similar ability levels together.
So who determines that? So you do, right? You're the guy
yes.
who says, yep, this is my number one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best, strongest player we got.
Yep.
Boom, that's it. And then it's, what if they go on a kind of a run where they're not performing very well or something like that?
Well, I mean, generally, you their history and their performance over the years dictates what their position is going to be on the team. So it doesn't just, you don't just get a bunch of guys and say, you look like a good player, I'm going to put you at first singles.
Right.
It's more, you know, of how they played through the years getting up to that point. So it's the history of their performance, I guess, that shows. And, you know, I've got guys on the fringe that want to play, for example, third doubles, and I can't just put them in third doubles and move the third doubles guys down because it wouldn't be fair, first of all, to the third doubles guys. But if they want that position, they have to challenge the guys in third doubles to a challenge match, we
right.
call it. And the assistant coaches and I agree that it can't just be like one set or one match. We have to play like a best of three. So that's what the fourth doubles guys want to do is they're challenging the third doubles guys. They played one set. They have to play another set now. And that will determine if third doubles will stay, you know, the
where
two guys we have, or if we'll bring the other two guys in.
So
they have to prove themselves.
Okay, so the third doubles win or the fourth doubles win?
The third doubles won.
Okay,
the first set.
So right,
so they play another set.
And then they determine, yeah, yep. we are a better team, so
yep.
we'll stay there. Yeah.
yeah.
So they did one match. So how long in between before they play the second one? Or?
Oh, it's whenever they get a chance
okay.
to. I mean, we could have done it yesterday. They played their first set was before the Austin match on Thursday. And then yesterday was just so bitter cold. We were outside for maybe a half hour just hitting. And then we went inside and lifted weights because it was too cold outside.
Right.
You know, the match was canceled already. But,
right.
you know, there's no way we could have played for two and a half hours. But we went outside for just a half hour, maybe 40 minutes, and just kind of warmed up and then went
yeah.
in and lifted. So,
when's your next match?
Next match is Tuesday. We are playing, I believe, away Mankato West.
Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Gotta love that.
Sorry, away Mankato East.
Okay, but you're down in Mankato.
Yeah.
We'll see. So in our area, you get 30 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
For Tuesday.
Yeah.
So spring, that makes
spring
it tough.
Spring is a windy season. There's nothing you can
yeah.
do about it. It's always
yeah.
windy in spring.
Yeah.
You know, the everything's shifting and everything's in motion and. There's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Right.
I look at it this way. Both teams have the wind disadvantage, so it's equal.
Right.
Which the question is, which team is able to adapt to playing
mm-hmm.
in the wind better?
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. It is, you know, but it's still, like you said, from a mental standpoint, if you're not conquering the wind,
mm-hmm.
it's frustrating. And then, like you said, you're mishitting your shots or you're trying to drive your shots because you need in the wind or you got
yeah.
the side wind coming.
Yeah.
And if you're off your game just a little bit, that does, from a mental standpoint,
it can
take advantage of it. So
it does. It wears you down. And if you hit enough bad shots in a row, it's very frustrating. And it can pull you down if you let it. You have
right.
to stay. You have to stay mentally strong. A lot of things I tell my players is think like Ted Lasso, think like a goldfish, you know, 10-second memory,
yeah.
forget about it.
Yeah.
The next point, play it as if it's the first point of the match.
Right. Absolutely.
You
Well, I wish you the best throughout the rest of the season. Sounds like you're off to a great start. It's going to be promising. So, and like I said, you're halfway through. So we're into May, and So you got two matches this week?
Yeah, two matches, both Mankato's, and then next week we are away at Owatonna. We've got our Winona makeup match is going to be Saturday the 4th. We've got Farmington at home on Monday the 6th. And then I believe we have, then we're away at Lakeville South on Thursday the 9th.
And then that's it. And then you're ready to go.
We still have to play the Mayo makeup match in there somewhere. But then we're done with our regular season, and then we're getting into state and conference.
Yeah, you're going to be wrapping up here in a couple weeks already. So,
I haven't seen the updated Big Nine standings, but I believe we're in either third or fourth place out of 12.
If I remember, I was looking. You were right in the. You're right up. You're upper lower, right in the middle, right there somewhere. But 3-1, you know. Some of the other teams played more matches. 4-1, but some of the other teams I think had some other matches too. So, which elevates them in the standings.
Shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
If we can beat the two Mankatos next week, we're going to give each of them their first losses, and that will shift us a little bit higher, like in the mix with them.
Do you know anything about these teams beforehand? You get to watch some tape. Do you ever get to watch tape or anything on these guys?
I haven't seen any tape, but I've been talking to Matt Hokanson, who's the pro down at West Hills in Owatonna, and he was telling me that the Mankato teams are solid this year. They have a lot of depth on their charts. So they're going to give us a run for our money, but I think our guys are still equally as solid. And like I said, if we can win the doubles matchups, which I believe we can, we just got to win that one of the singles matches.
Right. So just that number four, that secret weapon.
Yeah. And these guys are surprising me. I mean, we beat Century handily 5-2. That never happens. I mean, that's like, you know, every 10 or 15 years we'll beat Century. Usually they beat us. I think last year they beat us 6-1.
Wow.
Something like, or maybe it was 0-7. But then again, I mean, a lot of these teams are different teams than last year because they graduated a bunch of their starting seniors. We didn't.
Right.
We have the same team, and our guys that are our senior starters worked so hard in the off season to improve themselves that we're a much different team that we're playing this year.
Right.
So I'm really excited.
Well, good. Good to hear. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking about it. I'm going to let you get to Cub Foods. Remember, everybody, there's a fundraiser going on out of Cub Foods, and the tennis team is going to be out there bagging your groceries. Hopefully they remember to put the bread on top.
Yes.
Instead of on the bottom. But we appreciate it. Eric, thank you so much for coming in today.
All right. Thank you.
Head coach of the tennis team, Eric Swenson, in here this morning. So we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll look at the Raiders scoreboard and all kinds of fun stuff still on the way right here on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Running is my passion. Even on the busiest days, I make time to lace up. When knee pain started to slow me down, I knew it was my move, and I chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Their personalized care was phenomenal. They listened to my concerns and took the time to explain my options. Thankfully, I didn't need surgery. With the right treatment and information on how to take care of my knee, I'm ready for the road ahead. I appreciate the extra care the orthopedics team gave me at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
At Benjamin Bus, we have an excellent team of drivers. With over 400 years of combined driving experience, Benjamin Bus drivers are proud of their excellent safety record and accomplishments. Join our team, get paid, and enjoy being a big part of Raider Nation. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raiders student athletes a safe and successful season.
Couple minutes, yes, sir.
Benjamin Bus. your just trusted friend on the road.
We got a couple commercials here.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers. You may not have considered a new house because of the price, but if you considered that new homes actually cost you so much less, it's like owning a new car. Building a new house, you get exactly what you need, and the cost of ownership can be so much lower with utility bills and upkeep. It might really save you a lot of money. Our Northfield model home is located at 431 Ford Street East over by the soccer fields.
Get our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288.
Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, a family tradition of over 50 years.
95.1, The One.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One and AM 1080. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. A little bit chilly out there today. It's about 33 degrees right now, overcast sky. Might get to 46 today. Tonight, mostly clear, cooling off to 29. And then for Sunday, looks like sunshine, but a high of about 59. And Sunday night, increasing clouds, cooling off to around 37. And then Monday, a chance of rain and wind out of the south, 15 to 20, with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Like I said, we are currently overcast and 33 here this morning. And joining me this morning is the head coach of the girls' golf team, Mel Miller. Mel, it's still a great day to get out and golf, isn't it?
Well, it's a little cool, but there's, you know, at least it's not raining right now or snowing.
Well, good point. We did get a little snow yesterday, which was kind of frustrating, but nonetheless, a guy could strap on maybe a double set of gloves and hit the links today.
Yeah, we have some winter type gloves that people wear, so it's. They can use those and then take them off when they get ready to hit a shot. But I'm out at Willinger's this morning, and there are some guys out here playing.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, dedicated. Very dedicated. Either that or, you know, not on top of their mental game. Nonetheless, yeah, we're here to talk about girls' golf, and I want to find out what's going on with that young Emerson girl, see if what she's doing this year.
Yeah, we've had two meets already. We went a week and a half ago on a Tuesday. We went to Rochester Century in Northern Hills. We faced them. We, as a team, we shot 365. Rochester had a 444. You know, Emerson led us like she usually does. She had an 84 that day. Karina Johnson had a 90. Annika Johnson, 87. And then Danica Sorum had a 104 to round out our top four. Then Olivia Cordium had a 108, and Anna Larson had a 124. And then this past week, we hosted Albert Lee at Northfield. We played much better as a team. We shot 21 shots better, 344. Albert Lee had a 402. Emerson played a little bit better, 83. Karina had an 86, Annika an 85, Danica shot a PR for conference play with a 90, Olivia Cordham shot a PR with a 100, and so did Anna Larson with a 107. So those last three had PRs, which was good.
Very nice.
So Emerson's game is rounding into form. It's still not quite where she wants it.
Right.
But, I mean, she's put some... I know last weekend she played at Northfield and she shot 74 and 75. So she's got the talent there. She's going to get there. Just during the competition yet, she just hasn't clicked yet.
The weather hasn't been outstanding by any means. I mean, I think it was warmer in February than it is now. So, and it's windy. And I just got done talking to Eric Swenson, the head coach of the tennis team. And he's like, you know, I mean, that's spring typically, you know, as the trees are all starting to bud up and stuff like that. And it's normally just a little windier, but you got to kind of get used to it. But I just feel like the past couple of weeks, it's been extremely breezy out. Did you have to cancel any of your matches because of weather or anything like that?
No, we haven't canceled any matches. We did not practice on Tuesday because of all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It was too wet to practice. And then we practiced indoors yesterday. We went out to the dome because there was, you know, we had snow showers and it was cold and windy and we weren't going to get anything accomplished.
Right. Right.
We decided to go to the dome. I know the top four girls, they're going to Rochester tomorrow. They're going to go play the Eastwood Golf Course because we play there next Thursday.
Mm.
April full conference meet, so they want to get a chance. We've never played there. At least this group of girls never played there. I don't think we played there as a team for 7 or 8 years. So,
what's the name of the course?
Eastwood.
Eastwood.
It's on Highway 14 east of Rochester. So it's like on the way to Winona, but it's only like about a mile or two outside of town.
Right. So it must be public course, obviously.
It's a public, yeah. It's one of the Rochester City courses.
Very nice. So only two matches in, but you've won them both, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, we got a busy week this week.
Yeah.
Monday we go to Rochester. We're going to play Rochester, John Marshall, and Red Wing, and we're at Northern Hills. And then Thursday we go back to Rochester to Eastwood, and we're playing at – that's the full conference meet. And then Friday we're going to New Prague, the Creeks Bend Golf Course, and we're playing an invitational there. So the girls will get a chance to play three times this week.
Wow.
And then on Wednesday, the JV girls are actually going up to Emerald Greens in Hastings, and we're playing a little two-person scramble tournament. I think there's about 12 schools that are playing in that event. So it's a chance for them to get an invitation on and to play in a tournament.
So a two-person scramble. So they just switch shots, yeah. Or is it like best
ball? Both of them tee off. So we have three teams, so both of them will tee off. You figure out who's got the best shot, and then they both play from there. So they're usually in a two-person scramble with the girls, you know, they'll shoot somewhere low 80s probably. Mm-hmm. Will probably win it. You know, they'll make some pars, they'll make some bogeys, and hopefully nothing more than that.
Right. Very nice. So
that's a unique format for the girls.
So looking at your team this year, what are your expectations, or what are you seeing?
Well, we do have six of the seven girls who played varsity last season back.
Very nice.
We won the conference last year. We should be the conference favorites this year. We'll know after this week where we sit. I would say the other two teams that will give us the most competition will be Red Wing and Owatonna. Owatonna has a really good player, as good as Emerson. And Red Wing, they've got a little depth, but it's not quite as much as we have. So, I mean, I think we'll win Monday. I'm pretty sure we're going to win Thursday. Because we'll be watching now. But we do play on Thursday. We do play with Owatonna and Red Wing. That's the threesome that we're playing in. So we'll kind of have an idea. Section-wise, same thing, Owatonna. Red Wing's not in our section. They're Class 2A. Maybe the Lakeville North, Lakeville South will be the competition. So, you know, right now going in, we have a very good shot of winning the conference and a really good shot of winning the section.
Awesome.
You know, we have four good golfers that could shoot in the 80s, you know, and right around 90. So we're right there. You know, and Emerson, if she plays well, she's in the 70s, and both the Johnson girls have shot in the 70s, so they have the talent to get there. So it's early.
Right.
We should be right there.
Well, it's good to hear. Well, let's hope we can get a little bit of sunshine. The wind calms down a little bit this week, but it looks like it's going to continue to be breezy, windy, and some overcast skies, it looks like. But I can't really trust the 7-day forecast too much, but still,
no.
It looks like Thursday, mostly cloudy, only 45, but those winds are going to be crazy, 30-mile-an-hour gusts. And then Friday looks like showers, possibly thunderstorms, and 25 to 35-mile-an-hour winds again. So who knows? We'll just have to play it by ear, huh, Mel?
Yeah, I'm just hoping it gets a little less windy, but. You know, you take the conditions. We all got to play in them. Everybody has the same conditions, so
exactly.
Nobody gets an advantage.
Exactly. Absolutely. All right, Mel. Well, I'll let you get back at it and doing what you do, and appreciate you taking some time out this morning and talking about your girls' team, and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mel Miller, the head coach of the girls' golf team, joining us here this morning. We've also got some interviews with Captain Sam Boardman of the golf team coming up here this morning with Liz Campbell. And Evan Lowe will do our scoreboard. And we'll try to get Evan on the phone here a little bit because, again, he is putting on at the Northfield Middle School till 5 o'clock today. It's a free heart screen for all young adults 14 to 24 years old. You're wondering, what? What's going on? Why does a 14-year-old need it? Well, since 2015... the Patrick Schoonover Heart Foundation has conducted 32 of these Play for Patrick heart screens. Out of that, they screened 5,500 kids, found that 345 had elevated blood pressure and 315 with abnormal electrical or structural heart defects, believe it or not. So it's an opportunity for you to get your child screened or your young adult screened and see kind of where they're at. But in the meantime, mom, dad, whoever's participating, you get to participate and learn about CPR and the AED awareness class. So you can sit in on that. So maybe you can then utilize that skill in your life down perhaps in the future. Hopefully you never use it, but it's always good to know it. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk the Meet the Raider with golf captain Sam Boardman coming up here on AM 1080 and 95.1 The One KYMN.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Hi, this is Kirk Mullerbrook from Merchants Bank, and our team is wishing commercial banker Jody Lawson a happy retirement after 41 years of serving your customers and the Northfield.
Evan. Hello? Hello, Evan?
Hello.
All right. I got one more commercial and then we'll go.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're back for the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1, The One, and AM 1080. It's about 20 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We got to check in with Evan Lowe. Evan, good morning. What is going on at the middle school this morning? Explain a little bit what this heart screening thing is all about.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So I'm at the middle school, and it's a heart screening through the foundation Play for Patrick. And so the Play for Patrick Foundation goes around to area schools within the Twin Cities area and offers free EKGs, free echocardiograms, and a physician consultation to try and discover different structural and rhythmic heart defects to prevent sudden cardiac arrest in kids.
Well, that's interesting because it does say 14 to 24, and how did you get involved with this?
Yeah. Actually, my sister has a heart condition. She was cross-country runner for Northfield, and during a cross-country race, sophomore year of high school, when she crossed the finish line, she collapsed. And luckily, there was an EMT nearby who was able to help her. But after that episode, she went and she got a heart screening, and there she found out that she has a heart condition. And so once she found out that she has a heart condition, she wanted to help others and kind of go around and help others learn their risks. So she initially led this event back in 2021, but then, of course, due to COVID, so I've been taking off where she left off, and Play for Patrick is at the middle school today until 5 p.m., and we've got about 170 kids signed up, and there's a bunch of walk-ins available too, so it's been an awesome day so far.
So I do know that parents get to participate too, to learn hands-on CPR and AED awareness, and everybody there gets to participate in that, correct?
Yep. So they have the whole screening process going on, and then once you go through that, you get to learn in practice AED CPR, and it's a super inspiring event happening with the CPR and AED instructions, because you're learning from someone who survived sudden cardiac arrest and who is living because of CPR and AED, people knowing that and doing that for them. So that's kind of a cool thing happening as well at this event.
Very cool. Very cool. So it says ages 14 to 24. Is that pretty strict when it comes to how many people or who can participate? Could they be younger?
Yep, you have to be 14 to 24 because the equipment they're using is specialized to make sure that we can get the most accurate screening as possible for those ages. And the foundation, of course, Play for Patrick, was created to honor Patrick Schoonover. Patrick was a hockey player who played up in Eastview, and he scored the game's first goal, and then he collapsed on the ice. And he passed away on the ice, and that was due to sudden cardiac arrest. So his family created this foundation, and they bought all this equipment to specialize in giving screens to students, athletes, artists, anyone 14 to 24, to help them learn about their sudden cardiac risk, to learn about their cardiac risk, and to help them not have to go through what their family did with their son, Patrick.
So if anybody's hearing this right now and they're 14 to 24 years old and maybe they didn't sign up in advance, can they still come to the school and sign up this morning?
Yeah. Yes. There are plenty of walk-ins.
Plenty of walk-ins.
It's in the middle school gym.
Okay. All right. Well, you're breaking up a little bit there, Evan, so we'll just let you get back to doing what you're doing. And a great program, great job that you're doing here today. And glad to hear you're bringing this to Northfield.
Thanks.
All right, Evan Lowe is over at the middle school, and again, the heart screening, free heart screen for all young adults, 14 to 24 years old today. You can go to the middle school and you can register and learn. And they, like I said, they're going to do a health history questionnaire. They'll check your height and weight. They'll check your blood pressure. They'll perform an EKG and an echocardiogram. And then there'll be a physician consultation, if you so need it, that they'll go over that stuff with you to make a determination of what condition your child or young adult heart is in. So that's going on from 9 to 5 today at the middle school. In the interim, we'll kick it over to Liz Campbell in this week's Meet the Raider.
In the studio, we have boys golf captain Sam Boardman. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you are a senior, Sam, this year. How has senior year gone for you so far?
It's gone by really fast, actually. I remember going to homecoming, and it was like October, November, and I was like, this year's going to go so long. Like, I still got a whole hockey season to go, and then I got golf in the spring, and, you know, my class schedule is hard, but honestly, it's just flown by. 45 or 50 days left,
yeah.
And I'm almost not ready for it to end. It's just such a good time. My senior year has been great.
Yeah. So. Do you have any post-high school plans yet?
Yeah, I'm going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison for engineering.
So nice.
I'm really excited about that.
Playing golf there or anything like that?
Probably not. I mean, I'll definitely like bring my clubs in case we have like a nice day if the if the weather's for not too bad. Yeah, just probably going to continue that casually.
The golf season has just started up as of a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
How has that looked for the team so far?
For our record in conference, we're 0-2. We had a meet against Century and Albert Lea, which are both top teams in our conference. We have a big conference, all-conference meet next Wednesday, which we're hoping to do really well at. That'll solidify us as one of the top teams if we do well at that. But we're getting our confidence. We have lots of young guys this year who are fresh on the scene of competition. A whole bunch of potential.
For sure. And I know a bunch of our listeners, and even I, don't know very much about competitive golf. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through a little bit, like, what a meet day looks like and how scoring goes and just kind of how all of that competition works?
Sure, yeah. Golf competitions last about 4.5 to 5 hours, usually a normal round, like casually on a Saturday or a weekend or something like that. It'll usually be 4 hours. But with competitive, everyone's walking. There's no carts, and everyone is usually focused. I mean, there's always some goofballs in the groups, but everyone's focused, and you know, they'll stick to themselves and they'll be quiet to make sure that the round goes well. Usually we'll get out of school early, so you know, you gotta be prepared the night before with all your gear. Of course, there's some weather complications, you know, wind. It's been very windy lately, so we have lots of wind gear, hats, gloves, all the necessities. And then in terms of scoring, so there's varsity teams, there's also JV teams as well. That's 6 players each. And there will be 6 players that will go out and shoot around. And the top 4 scores will be added up, and that total will be the team score for the day. The section tournament is 2 days. Both of those are added up together. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And how many holes do you usually play per round?
Per round, it's 18. So, but practices are 9 holes, or we do, you know, there's plenty of practice facilities at the Norfolk Golf Course, which is our home course. So like the putting green, the chipping green, we have a wedge range, and there's the driving range just a ways off. Yeah, we play 18 holes for competition.
And kind of leading up to this season, is there anything you did as a captain or the team did all together to prepare for the season a little bit?
Sure. You know, it's tough in Minnesota having the winter. I mean, this winter wasn't as snowy, but you still really can't get out because the golf course is closed. In the fall, we did some kind of pre-season, fall season preparations. We just had some casual 9-hole get-togethers, you know, get a feel for the next season's team. And then most people will try and get out to a spring break location. So I went to Mississippi this year and golfed 3 different golf courses there. And I know lots of other guys, you know, go to warmer places to get swings under them. In the first week of the season, we were in the Dundas Dome, and that's helpful just to get, again, some swings under us before we go out onto the course. And then there's also golf simulators that go up during the winter at the Northfield Golf Course, and those are utilized as well.
Just from day to day, what would you say a normal practice looks like for the boys' golf team?
So our coach will send out, if it's tee times and we're going out to play 9 holes on the course, he'll post 4 tee times usually of 4 people per group, and that's based on like your position on varsity, like your average scores, things like that. Our coach keeps track of all those things. So I'm usually in the first group as one of the top varsity players, and then it goes down. JV, bubble guys are in the second group, you know, third group, and sometimes there's a fourth group, which is just developmental guys who are getting out, getting ready to play. Or it's days where we practice, use the practice facilities. Like today, it was a bit windy and chilly, but we were on the putting green and the chipping green today, and then usually we'll go out to the range. That's usually Tuesdays and Fridays.
Looking forward into this season, what would you say one of the big goals is for the Northfield boys team this year?
Good question. I would say one of our goals is to be right up there with the top teams in our conference, which is Albert Lea, Rochester Mayo, Rochester Century, and being a name that they are ready to compete with in the section tournament. Also, to keep consistent scores throughout the season to make sure we're in a strong position going into sections. I know last year we weren't the favorite, but we got to the second day of sections, and I think we finished 5 to 9 strokes behind the lead at the end of the section tournament. So even though they may not expect us, we'll be ready for when that comes around.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything specific you guys are doing in practice this year? I know earlier we were just talking before the interview, and you have a very young team this year.
Right. Basically, it's like it's mostly individual focus. How much you put in is how much you get out and improve. It's team formatted, but it's very individually driven. I mean, after practice, which is usually goes about 4:30, if it's just a practice 9 or a wedge range, driving range, the top guys will come back to the course and keep playing. they'll work on things that they think need work, or they'll go out and play more holes.
Yeah. And it being such an individual sport, as you said,
yep.
Do you think that the team is missing more of that homey aspect of really being together since you're out golfing by yourselves, or is it really still tight-knit?
It's still very tight-knit. That top core of varsity guys, you know, next week we'll be on the bus to Red Wing and Mankato, and, you know, we just talk the whole way. We're getting ready to go. You know, we focus once we get to the course and once we're closing in, but, yeah, it's very tight with that top group, and we get to know each other really well through the season.
Are there any underclassmen on the boys' golf team that we should be looking out for in coming years?
For sure. Our top golfer is Elias Eckern, who is only a sophomore, so he has a long way to go still this season. It's a bit tough. His scores haven't been where he wanted to be, but I know that when he focuses, he's really sharp. Also, Miles Poole is a ninth grader who has cracked a county varsity score this year, and he's got so much upwards potential. Theo Rustad and Darren Stewart are both eighth graders, and Darren played in his first varsity meet yesterday. That's a whole high school career still ahead of him. And Theo as well, he's a developing golfer. His brother, Håkon Rustad, was the senior captain, graduated 2021, 3 years ago, and he was very solid. And I'm very excited to see those three, but also the rest of the majority of sophomores and freshmen on our team as they grow up and improve.
For sure. And you guys have a very young team. You are the only senior on the team, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
How do you think the team will be able to develop in coming years, given that they are so young and have so much time to develop themselves?
Mm-hmm. Again, golf is a very individually driven sport. It all depends on most of where comfortability comes from is playing all the time, as well as seeing competition in the off season. I know there's junior PGA and there's other events in the summer that get a competitive taste but are very low stress, you know, low stress environments. I would say as young guys, they should keep golfing, keep tasting that competitive space, because that will only get them more comfortable as they get older and as they improve. Because when you see lower scores in competition, that fuels that drive to practice, you know, stay consistent, stay on it, and the more you practice, the more you get out. So.
And if you are just tuning into the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with boys golf captain Sam Boardman. How long have you been golfing?
I've been golfing. I played hockey for a really long time. I think I was 5 or 6, and golf was soon after that. So I'd say at least 10 to 12 years. I
yeah.
just had a stick and a ball in my hand forever. You know what I mean?
And you joined the high school team when?
I started playing in 7th grade. Although I wasn't, like, I was the developmental squad. I only played, I think, one JV meet. 8th grade season was, of course, COVID, and as a spring sport, we didn't have that at all. 9th grade through 11th grade, I was only JV, and my first varsity match was this year. So I was just a JV grinder. That's what they call them. I was on the JV conference championship team 3 years in a row, so I was a part of that. So I definitely know how to get around on a competitive scene. I just had never seen a varsity time until this year. So
for sure. Yeah. And what would you say keeps you coming back to golf?
You know, for me, I'm very committed to what I do, and golf is very, like, reflective, and, you know, you're kind of battling yourself at some points. I mean, there's the team aspect, but when you're out there with three other guys you don't know from other teams, you've got to be, you know, your own support. And honestly, for me, that's really helped. Just be comfortable with myself, know I can improve at other things, not just golf, you know, everything else. Like, I push myself, and that's a really good thing. I've had great support from both Adam Danielson, my coach, my dad as well, who plays golf with me in the summers. I've just had a very positive environment in golf throughout my life. I've just fallen in love with it.
And you say that you've spent most of your life with a stick in your hand.
Yeah.
Would you say that any of your hockey skills or anything you've learned from hockey has kind of transferred over to golf or vice versa?
Yeah. The two sports go very hand in hand. Yesterday, all 6 of our varsity golfers are hockey players. And so we have lots of hockey players, lots of people that come out from hockey to golf. I'd say skill-wise, hand-eye coordination is a big thing, especially in hockey with stick handling, as well as in golf, like ability to small movements in your hands, contacting the ball well, things like that. I would say hip mobility and power, that's where you get your power in golf, is transferring weight through your hips and your shoulders and your back, and that's very prominent in hockey as well. Mentally, I would say, like, hockey is a very fast-paced, like, go hard as you can for a minute, get off, whereas golf is, like, slow-paced, like the mental conditioning part of hockey, of pushing yourself like constantly, helps get you through a golf match. I feel like you get to be very physically able for hockey. So like, you know, you're well conditioned for golf.
And you talked about being out on the green with three guys you don't know. How would you say you get mentally ready for a competition?
The first tee nerves are very real, especially as the first tee time out, as like the second spot with Elias, the last couple meets. You know, the coaches are standing behind you. The rest of the varsity team and the JV guys are waiting to go off on the tee. So like, you've got a big crowd and you don't know them yet. So deep breath. I say to myself, you've hit this shot 100,000 times. Like, you know, it's just another shot, you know, put it out there, put it straight. And then as the round goes along, you know, you have to talk with the other guys in your group and you help them find a ball, or like you talk on the green, who goes next, you know, things like that. And eventually you get comfortable, you know, you get to know the name, you get to know, you kind of become friends with them.
Yeah.
So it gets more comfortable as it goes on, but you just know like everyone is there to focus, and that's the biggest part of it.
Yeah. What would you say has been a big highlight from your golf career so far, whether that be high school or throughout your entire life?
I got to say, being part of the JV Grinder squad and winning the JV chip 3 years in a row, that's been pretty fun. The first year I went with my brother, which was pretty fun. Love you, Grant. Yeah, that's been fun. We won by one stroke last year, and we didn't think we won, but we did, and everyone just like went crazy. We're like, ah, let's go. I'm looking forward to this year, definitely being part of the higher tier varsity squad.
Mm-hmm. And being the only senior captain and the only senior on the team, is there anything that you hope you leave the team with this year when you graduate and are no longer part of the team?
Yeah, it's hard when I'm on varsity and, you know, I go off on the first tee right away after school and those other guys are still back there. I don't see them at all for practice, but I really try and be a face that people will like be comfortable seeing in practice every day. I know everyone's names. Everyone knows my name. I just try to make it as comfortable as possible for everybody. You know, also like display a level of focus while like, you know, having fun and things like that. I feel like that can positively influence the younger guys to say like, yeah, you can have fun, you know, like you can talk, it's a comfortable space, but we're mainly here to focus and play good golf. So I think when I leave, I hope that I leave, have a positive attitude towards golf. I know a lot of guys get down on themselves like when they have a bad round, but it's not one round at a time. It's a stretch of improvement. And just thinking long term with golf is something that I kind of want to help implement in these young guys coming up, especially when they're new to competition.
And is there anything that you would like the team to accomplish or you personally would like to accomplish before this season is over?
One of the goals I have set for myself is to be all conference. I think that's 14 players, my coach said, from the conference. That's one of my goals. For the team, I hope to see us continue to improve our scores through the season, but also be one of the high contenders to win the section at the end of the year. That would definitely be one of my highlights if we can go to the state tournament, because we've only had two team appearances in the state tournament. Nate Stevens went individually for 3 years, and he was one of the top golfers in the state. But as a team, I think one of our goals is definitely to win the section.
Do you guys, as a team, have any post-game or pre-game rituals?
So after a win or a loss, I suppose, we either go to, if it's an away meet, we go to McDonald's or Culver's, and we just, you know, just pig out and have a good time on the way back. There's some other things that we do that I can't quite say on air, but yeah, it's just a really great atmosphere on the bus on the way back. So, yeah.
And you guys will tee off against Red Wing on Monday. How are we looking going into that matchup?
I think with two rough losses this week, you know, the guys, they got put in their place a little bit. Like, they realized we still got a long way to go. I think we can a little kick back in Red Wing. I know we've been strong there in the last few years. So I definitely think we can get a win under our belt, feel good about a meet Tuesday as well as Wednesday in Mankato at the All-Conference. I think we just got to get the ball rolling, and it'll take off from there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liz, for having me.
Of course. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That's a wrap on this week's Beat the Raider with your host, Liz Campbell. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
And go Raiders! Wow, Northfield is such an active town.
I know. There's so much going on, but I feel like I never know about things until after they've happened.
I used to feel the same way until I learned about the Community Events Calendar.
Community Events Calendar?
That's right. The city hosts an online calendar where people can submit events happening in the area.
Oh, cool. I can even sort events by audience, so I can filter what's appropriate for date night and for the kids.
That's right. I even subscribe to the tailored weekly event newsletter. I never know what local hidden gems I'll see in my inbox.
For everything that's going on, events.northfieldmn.com.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Do you have HSA dollars that you're looking at wondering, hey, what can I use these on? Did you know you can use HSA, HRA, and other health savings accounts to pay for your LASIK procedure? In addition, if you have a Flex account, you can set aside money in your Flex account for next year to use towards LASIK.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
All right, well, we're back. Nice little interview there with Sam Boardman. If you didn't hear it or you'd like to hear it back, you can certainly do so. Go to kymnradio.net. And then you can just click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then select today's date. When we're done here this afternoon, we'll get this all up on the podcast there, and you'll be able to listen back to this portion or any portion for that matter. But in the meantime, let's get us up to date with all the scores and activities from this past week with Evan Lowe.
Welcome to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. On Saturday, our boys tennis team competed in a triangular meet in Faribault against Faribault and Rochester JM. The Raider boys baseball team had a game against Faribault here at home on Saturday, beating the Falcons 8-4. Tegan Melgren and Jack Pribble each had 2 runs. They played again here at home on Thursday, beating Austin 5-2. No game data is available for that matchup yet. Our girls lacrosse team had their stick it to cancer game on Saturday, losing to Lakeville North 2-17. They played again on Monday, beating Rochester Lourdes 14-10. Our boys lacrosse team also had their stick it to cancer game on Saturday, losing to Farmington 6-11. They traveled to Lakeville later in the week on Tuesday to play Lakeville North, losing 4-16. George Peterson had 2 goals on the night. Will Downs and Ty Frank both had 1. On Thursday, they beat Shakopee 8-7 here at home. Cooper Rand had 8 goals on the night. The track teams competed in Winona this Wednesday after getting rained out on Tuesday. The girls' team continued their success this season as they placed first and beat Rochester JM in Winona. The boys' team finished third, only 5 points behind first place Winona. First place finishes from the meet on the boys' side include Murphy Pearson in the 2 mile, the 4x1 and 4x8, Newberg in the discus, Gant in the high jump, and Feig on pole vault. For the women's side, first place finishes include Matto in the 400, Enfield in the 800, Forboard in the 2 mile, Beam in the 100 meter hurdles, Judith in the 300 meter hurdles, the 4x2, the 4x8, French in shot put, Nessus in pole vault, and Judith again in the long jump. That's it for this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard.
All right, thank you, Evan. Appreciate that. And that's kind of up to date on the scores and highlights of this week's activities and events. Another event that's going on today until 5 o'clock. And, of course, Evan Lowe, we talked to Evan about this earlier in the program. It is the Play for Patrick statistics. And I did not even realize that this young Patrick Schoonover died on the ice with a heart condition as just a high school student. So today, for all young adults from 14 to 24 years old, you can get a free heart scan. You can get your blood pressure checked. They'll do an EKG. There'll be an echocardiogram performed. There will be physicians on hand to consult with and take part and have conversations about the results. Then there's also participants and the parents are also get to learn hands-on CPR and the use of AED awareness. So that's going on until 5 o'clock today at the middle school. If you're between ages of 14 and 24, there are walk-ins available. If you did not hear about the program, you're able to go in and participate in that and learn more about a young person's heart and what conditions they're under. So again, since 2015, they have screened over 5,527 children, and they found 345 with elevated blood pressure and then 315 with abnormal electrical or structural heart defects. That's a lot. It's a surprising amount of young people that they found with heart conditions. So 9 to 5 today till 5 o'clock this afternoon, Northfield Middle School, free heart screen for all young adults 14 to 24. And until 2 o'clock this afternoon, the boys' tennis team is out at the Cub Foods bagging groceries. So go on out there, get yourself some eggs or a loaf of bread or, you know, some nutrients. And fill up your cart, and they will bag your groceries for you for a simple donation to help raise money for the tennis team. So with that said, stick a fork in this, boys and girls. It is over. It is for sure over. We want to thank all of our guests this morning for coming in. Eric Swanson with the tennis team, Mel Miller, along with Sam Boardman of the golf team, and of course Liz and Campbell for their contributions, Liz and Evan, excuse me, for their contributions here this morning. So with no further ado, we bid you adieu. It's 11:07. High today, maybe about 46. We've got overcast skies right now. The winds are still kind of calm right now compared to what we got in store. We've got 36 degrees. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. Have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you next week here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last.